And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 3rd of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Fisher, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Trafalgar, 1006, expected South Fitzroy, 1008 by 1800 Saturday. New high, expected Bailey, 1029 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East Forties. Westerly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in Cromarty. Showers, good. Fisher, west veering northwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in West Plymouth. Thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic in south, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Irish Sea, north 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, northwest veering north or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Rockall and 6 elsewhere. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 later in West Faroes. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Fair, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, west by north 3, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1015, now rising. Lerwick, west 5, recent rain, 14 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 5, rain, 1 mile, 1012, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west-southwest 3, 15 miles, 1014, now falling. Lucas, west by south 3, 15 miles, 1015, now falling. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 22 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south 1, 1016, falling slowly. Sandate Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 500 metres, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1014. Jersey, northeast 4, 14 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 1, 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast 4, mist, 4 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, north-northeast 4, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Aberporth, northeast by north 3. 19 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valley, north by east 2. 9 miles, 1,018, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 3. 11 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Valencia, south by west 1. 11 miles, 1,020, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest 4. 11 miles, 1,018, now falling. Malin Head, west-northwest 3. 9 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 3. 8 miles, 1,018, steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 2nd of May. The general situation. High pressure will bring a good deal of fair weather this weekend, but with some showers mainly affecting northern and eastern coastal waters. Winds will be strong at times, especially in the northeast on Saturday, as a small area of low pressure runs close to the far north, with gales for a time in the far northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast, decreasing 4 at times later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, occasionally 6 later in east. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east 4 or 5 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in far west. Showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Bristol Channel. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and west, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in Solway Firth. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. North or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly 3 or 4, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwesterly, veering northerly, then northeasterly later 4 to 6. occasionally 7 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And the Shetland Isles, west, veering north, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service, but as always, there's plenty to keep you company over on Radio 4 Extra through the night. Starting right now, some classic whodunit with Lord Peter Wimsey working undercover to probe a death at an ad agency, but there's news of a fresh killing. Ian Carmichael stars as the aristocratic amateur sleuth. That's on 4 Extra right now. We'll be back on air on BBC Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning. But that's it for the day. Thanks for your company. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello and Namaste. I'm Divina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. On the show, we head to Australia where voting is underway in a closely watched federal elections. Then we hear from the world's largest economy where the going is getting tougher. President Trump has unveiled his budget proposals with major cuts in education, healthcare, and climate policy. We'll look at how this, combined with ongoing trade tensions, is hitting small businesses.
We can't afford to eat it. We will not survive if this tariff stays in place.
All that and much more coming up on Business Matters. But first, the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Reports from Syria say the Israeli military have launched a series of strikes near the capital, Damascus, and in northern regions. It follows an attack on Friday morning close to the presidential palace in Damascus. David Bamford reports.
Syrian state media have reported explosions north of Damascus and in the countryside close to the city of Hama. Local media say there are also attacks on Latakia, on Syria's northwest coast, and in Idlib region. These are the latest in a series of Israeli raids reportedly aimed at weakening the military capabilities of Syria's Islamist government that seized power in December. The UN Secretary General earlier condemned an Israeli airstrike close to the presidential palace in Damascus at dawn on Friday. Israel says it was protecting the Druze minority who've been under attack from Sunni Islamist gunmen.
Israel has announced a new wave of demolitions in the occupied West Bank as part of its operations against Palestinian armed groups. The latest maps issued by Israeli authorities identify more than 100 buildings in Tulkarm and Nur Sham's refugee camps. The Israeli media say that the country's security cabinet has approved the call-up of tens of thousands of reservist troops to expand military operations in Gaza. The full Israeli cabinet is expected to meet on Sunday to discuss approving the plan. Here's Mike Thompson.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had warned that the military's operations in Gaza would be stepped up if hostages weren't released soon. These reports suggest that could happen soon. Under the reported plan, several reserve brigades would be mobilised and an infantry division deployed, though it's said to stop short of a full-scale manoeuvre. The development is likely to further heighten concern for civilians in Gaza following